This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Garvey's name. You may not know the name Tom Garvey. Tom Garvey is now 78 years old, but back in 1979, he had a job with the Phillies or Veterans Stadium. He was there to set some things up. They gave him access to it, so he had a key. It was all his. And he didn't want to go home, he realized, just to come back at 4 a.m., so he crashed out in a storage room. And it didn't take long before he realized he could convert the entire thing into an apartment. Nobody noticed. Nobody said anything, to the point where he got so bold he started throwing parties and hosting players' wives and them there while they're waiting for parking to leave. And he did it for 3 years, which I find absolutely amazing. Like, it's just one of those like moments you see and you go, why not? What's the worst could happen? And apparently, it all worked itself out.
Hailing from Ridley Park, Pennsylvania, our next guest is a 78-year-old Vietnam vet who made headlines when it was revealed that from 1979 to 1981, he lived in a secret apartment he converted from a storage area inside the now-demolished Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, using AstroTurf for carpet and creating a makeshift kitchen out of a sink and a hot plate, and even throwing parties with Eagles players and their wives. Please welcome Tom Garvey.
Tom, welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Tom?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
Yes, I can. I lived there for 2 years and 4 months illegally in a secret apartment, and I was never caught. At the end of that time, I was working there running the parking lots, and I was under a contract with a company that had the concessions for the city of Philadelphia, and our contract expired, and it came up for a competitive bid, and another company underbid us, because they were willing to take less money to do the same job. And that's when I had to leave. I was not caught at that time. And when I was there, I always hid in plain sight. I had events in the stadium or next door at the Spectrum where the Flyers and Sixers played their games, as well as rock concerts and many other events. I had something going almost every day out of the year. So people got very used to seeing me.
That's crazy.
They didn't think twice about it. And I kind of played on that a little bit. I was ubiquitous, and I got away with it.
Dude, but first of all, you got to be a certain kind of guy to see the potential, like you saw. You went, I'm telling you, I can get away with this. And then one day turned into 2 days, turned into a week, turned into a month. And then it probably didn't. How long did it take for you to go, nah, I live here. This is literally where I live full time. Like where you went, well, I'm going to get away with this.
Yeah, I kind of always knew I could probably get away with it, but I had a complete. I was storing furniture in a storage room in Vet Stadium that I had access to, right out in left field, right above the visiting team's bullpen, if the stadium was set up for baseball, because it was a multi-sport stadium at that time, and I had all this furniture. I stored it for one of the Philadelphia Eagles who was afraid he might not make the team that year, and he didn't want to sign a new lease on his apartment. So we stored his furniture in this storage area I had, and he did get cut. I picked him up in Westchester where they had summer camp, took him to the airport for a red eye back home, waiting for the phone to ring. He got picked up by the St. Louis Cardinals about four games later. But I had all this furniture. And when the Pope came to town that year, the city of Philadelphia decided that they would open the Vet Stadium parking lot at 4 o'clock in the morning for maybe a million people coming to town for this, this event.
Yeah.
And that's, I stayed there the night before because I had nobody to work. I found out about this 36 hours before the event. It wasn't scheduled, and they hadn't planned to open the stadium parking lots. But I put together a crew from a bar down on South Street, and I couldn't trust them to show up at 4 in the morning, so I had a sleepover at the Vet.
Smart.
And we were all sleeping in this area with my crew, and somebody in the dark said, you know, if you just cleaned up this room and rearranged the furniture in here, this would be the coolest apartment in the world. So, and that's the first night I slept there, and I never moved out. I had more than just a hot plate. I had a complete kitchen set up in there. I had everything you could possibly want.
That's great.
And it was a man cave. It was not a place where you would raise a family, but it was certainly much more than just a scalable apartment.
Well, look, it was 1,800 square feet. I will tell you, most people don't find, damn near 2,000 square feet of apartment anymore. And
my townhouse is about that big where I live now.
Yeah, how'd you shower? Like, what about bathrooms and shower?
Well, I had a golf cart that I could use inside the stadium and also around the stadium. I could even drive it on some of the streets around the stadium, because in South Philly, they wouldn't think twice about that. And so but downstairs, there were several locker rooms. The Phillies and Eagles shared a locker room underground, and down the hall from that, there was also a city area where the city had a complete shower and locker room facilities for the workers there. And I had lockers in there. I had several lockers, and I had them full of clothes and all my toiletries, my jogging things, everything I could possibly want.
For the record,
I could use it.
At the time, you were, how old were you? You were 29 years old, 30 years old?
No, I was 38 years old.
38 years old, okay, sorry.
I was 38 years old at this time. I was single. I didn't get married till I was 50. I would have screwed that up if I'd gotten married earlier, obviously.
Sure.
But I was single at the time, and it was a great single life.
I bet it was. I heard you had some pretty weird parties that got kind of weird kind of fast.
I did have some great parties there, and I had to shut that down after a while because that I would have gotten caught if I'd kept that up. The word would have gotten out. It would have been bad.
Yeah. So, but in the end, you left because you met somebody, not because you thought it was going to go like you were going to get caught.
No, I left because the contract expired. We were on our contract that expired on the last day of 1981. And so I took over. I was there in 1977, 78. In 79, I took over running the parking lot operation. And I was there 79, 80, and all of 81.
Wow.
But the time I actually lived there was 2 years and 4 months exactly.
Oh, see, because one of those stories had you living this incredible bachelor life at this baseball stadium, watching football, watching baseball, having these great parties, and then you meet a girl, and then you it's time to grow up. So it was a more romanticized version of, the contract was up.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true also. I mean, it was a year later. I left there on the end of 1981, and in 1982, I was kidnapped by a ball player, Bill Bradley from Texas. Billy Bradley played at the University of Texas, and he was an All Pro in the Eagles in the early 70s, up till 77, I think. And Billy and I were buddies. And Billy came to town in 1982, February 16th. We were drinking beer downtown, and he was going back to Texas the next day, and he wanted me to go with him. And I was giving him a lot of lame excuses. And he said, I'll be outside your house tomorrow morning. I'll be out there at 7 o'clock in my pickup truck. When I beep the horn, you come out. If you don't come out, he said, pack a bag because I'm going to drag your ass out. You're going to Texas tomorrow. And I said, you're going to kidnap me and take me to Texas. Okay. Billy said, you'll have the time of your life. He picked me up on the 16th of February. We went to Texas. I came back on Christmas Eve. We had a great time. And that's the next... And the next summer, I met the girl of my dreams, and that's where the girl came in. And she's been my wife for the last 30 years, and we've been together since 1983.
Oh, dude, what a fun adventure! Truly well-lived life, man. It's the secret is just to go, just to do it, isn't it, Tom? You know, you weren't hurting anybody; you were just having fun.
Roller skating around the stadium at night was incredible. I was working on a book about Vietnam. I'd been in special forces in Vietnam, and I was writing a book about Vietnam. And I got to write most of that book when I was in the stadium. And that book came out around, I think it took me about 40 years to finish that. That came out in 2015. So it took me a long time to finish it. But I was working on that, and I would roller skate around the stadium at night, ride my bike, and then go back and write for a while and then work. And it was just a great life. It was a great time of my life.
I know that they got you going up and down and doing a lot of them. Tom, I sure do appreciate the 10 minutes, man. And it's a great story. I hope everybody finds the book. And then when you get another one done, man, just call us. We'll talk about all of it.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for your time and kindness. I appreciate it.
You take care, brother. Take care. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!